Now our body is rested, organized. So let's look at our home and see what areas, corners, or drawers need some attention. Shanasty Ireland is a food and lifestyle influencer and always brings us some simple ideas for planning as well as good, quick recipe ideas. Shanasty Ireland, good morning and thanks so much for joining us once again.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it's really perfect because I know when we connect, you always have such great insights and words of wisdom and little projects we can do. And you come from such a place of authority. You know, I know you have five kiddos, you know, such a large family to deal with. So you have really great insights and important information.
Thank you so much. I know. It's funny. Sometimes people ask me, like, well, what makes you a food and lifestyle influencer? And I was like, basically, I just have five kids. So, you know, I feel like I've been through it all. The picky eaters, the messy kitchens, the messy pantries, you know, the fingerprints all over the walls, crayon all over the wall. I feel like I've kind of been through it all. And I tell you what, I am kind of on this kick right now. I feel like I've been a tornado going through my house. I am just tearing up almost every single room and purging and cleaning and organizing and donating. And it is just such a freeing feeling when you're able to offload some of the stuff in your house.
And I love that. Do you bottle that up? Can we buy that kind of energy somewhere?
I know. I wish I could. I tell you what, one of the best, I mean, and this is going to sound so cheesy, but one of the best ways for me to stay motivated is to honestly take a before and an after picture, even if you're not sharing it with anybody, but you're just keeping it in your photo album or perhaps sharing it with your partner or some of your family members. It's just so, I don't know, it's like liberating. You just feel so free. And sometimes I even take a time-lapse video of me actually cleaning these places. So I never forget how hard that work was. And it's just really neat to see the before and after, to see how these spaces and, you know, your pantry and your kitchen and your refrigerator, garage, basement, I can go on and on. But just trying to get them cleaned out, especially for spring, because summer's so busy. I feel like right now is the perfect time to take advantage of all of those things.
And we know spring cleaning is kind of a term, but here you're really putting it into practice. And it makes sense because, as you say, you want to get ready for the summer where you can kind of just go have fun.
For sure. And, you know, cleaning, spring cleaning, even at the beginning of this season, I sat down with a list and showed my husband, and it had like, I'm embarrassed to say, it had like 46 items on it or something crazy like that. And it was very overwhelming. It was overwhelming for me to look at. It was overwhelming for him to look at. And it doesn't have to be that way, because spring cleaning really is a marathon. But if you break those little tasks down and you tell yourself, I'm going to accomplish three tasks this week, and they could be as small as cleaning out your silverware drawer, or they could be as large as tackling your pantry or your garage. And if you're just able to focus on little tiny tasks, they could be as simple as clean. I mean, with five kids, the corners of our house are just covered with clothes and toys. And it could be as simple as cleaning out a corner of your home. But if you just break it down into these smaller tasks, it's just going to be a more highly productive way to make use of your time. That's kind of my first tip and trick is, you know, don't look at it as, oh my gosh, I have 46 items in the house to do before June. But breaking it down into the smaller things is really going to save your sanity.
I love it. Oh, that is, see, these simple things which we don't think about, and that's why you are the expert here, and, you know, those five kids have really taught you how to proceed. So today you want to get us to focus on that kitchen pantry, right?
Yeah, the pantry especially. The pantry and the refrigerator. Of course, you know, when you're thinking of spring cleaning, you're going to want to clean off all of your surfaces, kind of do a deep clean of that under your sink cabinet that may have cleaning products in there that you can't even remember buying. They're so old, you know, going through all of those things. But when we really focus on the pantry and the refrigerator, I really recommend you take a good chunk of your time, because it's going to take a while if your pantry's large, and you pull everything out of there and just crowd the counter spaces with everything that was in there. Then start looking at the expiration dates. You'll be surprised. I mean, flour even has a shelf life, and baking soda and baking powder and some of those things that we think, oh, you know, I don't really use flour except for around the holidays and Christmas time. Well, it'll expire. So you have to look at those expiration dates on all of those items. I can't even tell you how many times I've found salad dressing in my pantry that is probably like 2 years old, but I forgot about it. So by pulling everything out, looking at the expiration dates, tossing what you can. If there are some canned food items that you're like, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to use this. Of course, food pantries, donating that wherever you can. And then looking at some of those other things that you may have had, you know, such as chips or pretzels or pork rinds or whatever it may be, and being like, huh, what kind of creative recipes can I come up with these things so it's not wasteful? That's kind of where it comes into play to look at Pinterest and social media and get really creative ideas. The same thing goes for your freezer, especially. Some of those things in there, they may have freezer burn. Just toss them. It's not even worth your time. But if you find some of the things in your freezer that you're thinking, man, I really want to make something with this, or your refrigerator even, pulling everything out so you get a good survey of everything, looking at the expiration dates, and then organizing it so it's very accessible to you. So you don't have the salad dressing behind 17 things that's been sitting there for 2 years, you know, kind of organizing it in a fashion where you're able to find it and it's more accessible to you.
So was there something that you created yourself from such a find that really wasn't interesting, a recipe that the kids really liked?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds is actually kind of a staple in our pantry, believe it or not. And you might be thinking, really, pork rinds? But they're so delicious. They're packed with protein. They're low-carb, keto-friendly. They also have collagen in them. They're extremely healthy for you. And I like to use those as substitution for tortilla chips. So you can make nachos with them. You can crush them up and use them as breadcrumbs. You can even crush them up and put them on top of your mac and cheese casserole. I made some Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, pork nachos last week, and they were so simple. Basically, I'm substituting the tortilla chips for the pork rinds, and then, of course, adding everything on top, the cherry tomatoes, feta cheese, cucumber, onion, whatever it may be. You could have some beef on there. You could have pork on there, chicken on there, whatever it may be. And that's just a really easy weekday lunch or dinner or snack option when the kids get off the school bus. Really simple and very flavorful.
And I bet they love that, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they do. Especially, you know, if you have like a build your own nacho bar as well, you know, where they can kind of make their own thing. Because some kids, at least in my house, some of them like the onion, some of them don't. And the same goes for grown-ups, too. Some people like sour cream, some don't. So just kind of creating a bar so people can make their own is also a great option.
I love that. I mean, it makes my mouth water, too. What a great idea. And so the same goes true as we clean out the refrigerator. We'll find these sorts of things and be willing to kind of get creative, I guess, right?
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that comes in that's always in my freezer is Julian's Recipe. They have different baguettes. They have a pretzel baguette. They have a garlic bread baguette. They also come in waffles, but you can use the baguettes to create a bruschetta or a crostini or whatever it may be. I love having these in my freezer because when you are searching for something quick and easy, it's so wonderful to grab this. Even when I'm having a spaghetti night, I always serve the Julian's Recipe on the side of it. So you just pop it into the oven, 400 degrees, only for about 15 minutes. And then if you're going to be making the crostinis, you can spoon some ricotta cheese on each side, top it with a little pesto, pinch of red pepper flakes, drizzle of olive oil, maybe a squeeze of lemon, and a little bit of honey on there too to offset the citrusy flavor, a pinch of flaky salt, serve it up. It's golden brown, crispy, delicious, and really easy for an appetizer or a side dish to your main course.
Sounds wonderful. Look at the education that these kids have given you and that you're able to then impart to us.
I try. You know, it's not all roses and butterflies, but yeah, it's fun. And it's fun to come up with new things and experiment with new recipes and new flavors that perhaps you wouldn't have thought of or the kids wouldn't have thought of. I mean, I like to branch out of the chicken nuggets and french fries as much as possible, that's for sure.
Yes, and this sounds like a good variety and really sounds delicious. I'm really looking forward to trying that myself. You know, I don't have to clean out my freezer. There's some things maybe I need to go shop for, but it's worth it because it sounds so great.
It is. And, you know, also, if you're going to be doing spring cleaning and if you're going to be working on your house all day long, both of these things are super easy. I mean, they're going to be on the table in about 15 minutes or less. So you don't want to have to compromise your time if you're spending all day cleaning and, you know, you really don't want to make your oven messy. These are really, really great options that are going to be minimal mess and easy cleanup as well.
Oh, I love it. Shanasty Ireland, you're just such an inspiration, and your bubbly enthusiasm about this also is something that really, I think, well, motivates me. I hope it motivates others as well. So to find you, to get in touch with you, what should we do?
Sure. You can head over to social media. I'm on Instagram. It's just Shanasty Ireland. I'm also on Facebook. I have a YouTube channel as well. And I have a blog. It's called shesbecomingdomestic.com. And just last week, I posted a giant blog post on all the spring cleaning tips. So there's a lot of really good, interesting stuff on there, some things you might not have thought of before. And as I mentioned, it's a marathon. It can be really overwhelming. But if you really break these out to 15 to 20-minute tasks, and just do a few of them a week, I think you would be amazed with how much you can accomplish in a short amount of time.
Again, such great inspiration for us, really motivates us. And I love that we can connect with you and we can, you know, we have such a short time now, but we can expand on it by looking at your social. So that is so helpful. And I just really thank you for what you do and always spending time with us when I request.
Thank you so much.
You're
yeah,
so
hopefully
welcome.
We can do it again soon.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. And have a happy spring break.
Thank you so much.
That brings us to the end of a very full hour of Inspirational Women with Shanasty Ireland and Dr. Shelby Harris and Sunday Morning Magazine with Katie Fath from Seattle Children's Hospital. I'm Kate Daniels, your host, and I greatly appreciate your sharing this hour with me and these special guests. For information you might have missed or information you'd like to know, please just send me an email, kated@warm1069.com, and I will get right back to you. Also, if you'd like to listen again or share these important stories with your family and friends, find the podcast on our Warm 1069 webpage. Just click on the Listen tab, then Podcasts, and then either of the show names, and then look for the guest names. I now wish you and your family a day of good rest and then good connection with the community. Have a week of the same, and then please plan to join me again next weekend for another hour of Sunday Morning Magazine and Inspirational Women on Warm 1069. Good morning.